Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Unhooked.
Oh
Take a
my
deep
God,
breath.
you're so fancy. You're wearing a blazer and you're saying, "Welcome to Unhooked."
Welcome.
I cannot keep
Enchanté.
up. Oh, enchanté.
Look at your hair, by the way. It looks gorge.
Thank you. I put a hair mask on, but it's not the one that I put on last time, and I don't think it's as good. But that's fine. But thank you because you think it's nice. I'm
And it's,
taking Rescue Remedy.
what is that? Are those drugs?
No, it's a homeopathic
If it comes with a
comfort and
dropper,
reassurance. What you think
what
is
does it taste
drugs?
like? Does it taste like
It has got
reassurance?
it. It does. It tastes like reassurance. It's got a tiny bit of, I think it's preserved in whiskey.
I find risky very reassuring.
Whiskey.
I could sell you homeopathic things if you'd
Just
like.
a bottle of whiskey.
It's like a blueberry in it. This is wisdom. Tastes like
Oh my
wisdom.
God. Oh, Al, hey,
We're
hola.
gonna talk about some shit today.
Eyeballs enlarged, flared eyeballs.
Yes.
So I'm going to kick us off.
Okay.
My hands are sweating slightly. So we decided today, you maneuvered the conversation round to talking about when is something too much. But where we started was me talking to you yesterday about masturbation. I don't know why I'm laughing. That's not very gross. That's not grown up.
We're both blushing. We're both blushing.
I'm not blushing, am I?
A
That's
little bit
so
on your
funny.
neck.
My hands are sweating.
Oh,
Oh, this is so bad. This cannot go on air. So bad. Okay, I'm just gonna act like it's not going on air. Can't go on air because we're blushing too much.
might be
Okay,
completely
we can't.
inappropriate by the time we're done.
Funny.
I just keep drinking. Every time you want me to say something, I'll be like,
That
hold on.
reassurance that you've got in that cup of
The cup of
reassurance?
distraction,
Oh
yes.
my God. The cup of distraction. So, yesterday, I spoke to you about masturbation. The reason I spoke to you about masturbation was because having masturbated, I've already said I was trying to get to 50 times of saying masturbation on this podcast. It occurred to me, I was like, oh, is this part of self-care?
There
And
it
I've
is.
been on a little bit of a journey over the last 6 weeks. I think I might be shouting. But over the last 6 weeks, a self-care journey. And that has taken many forms. I have notes. But one of the things I've been doing has been to connect more with my body. So I've been doing stretching and holding those. Again, you and I are on different pages around this, and I am not an expert, but the stretches that I'm doing, I'm holding for 5 minutes. So it's very much a kind of like being in that stretch and feeling my body. I've been swimming, I do that anyway, but just really noticing I'm very heady and it's been great to get into my body. And then it occurred to me, I was like, oh my God, is masturbation a self-care act?
And what do you think? Where did you land?
Well, I kind of look, I think it is. I think it is. But But when I started talking to you about it, and I still think it is, but I was kind of like, this is, I'm really interested. Is this a self-care thing? I'm connecting with my body. It's pleasurable. And what I was really curious about was what is happening in my brain? What happens in the female brain when a woman masturbates? And, you know, is the thing or the things that are happening, are they good for us? Now, I guess, you know, a bottom line is going to be, yeah, duh. Of course, it's going to be good for us because it feels nice.
Yes. It's rewarding.
Yes, it's
And that's the
rewarding.
hormonal neurochemical, like
Yeah.
it's
And
a
when I had a
reward.
look, yes, and when I had a look, there was the reward piece, there was, you know, the happy hormone, oxytocin
Could
or
be. That's a
serotonin. Is it serotonin or
serotonin
oxytocin?
is more happy, oxytocin is more like
Okay.
cuddly lovey.
Yeah, I think it was both. I think you get both. And it's really good. Those two kind of like coming up is really good for suppressing or diminishing, reducing cortisol. So that has to be great. You know, that has to be good for us. But I did find a doctor who was saying, if you masturbate more, if you masturbate between 2 and 7 times a week, that is too much. And I was like, oh, I was wondering if I should make it part of my daily clearing practice, if I should make it part of my daily practice. And at that point, when I shared that with you, the 2 to 7 times a week being too much, you will become addicted. It won't be good for you. You then started talking about when is too much too
When does
much?
self-care become something that's not self-care anymore?
Mm.
Because whether it's masturbation or shopping or potato chips or whatever, drinking, drugs, all things, when done in moderation, could be self-care. Taking a nap could be self-care. But when someone is clinically depressed and they're napping all day, that's no longer self-care. That's like
Yeah.
now we've got other issues that are so, just like anything else, I wonder how do we know when we've gone over into, uh-oh, this is no longer self-care. It's, I mean, addiction feels like that's a little too, that's like kind of the bookend. Right? Because I don't know if, I think it's a journey to get to addiction, put it that way. Like if one bag of crisps is self-care, and then I have two bags, does that mean I'm addicted? Maybe not. Maybe I'm something that's no longer self-care, but I'm not all the way at the end of, and I don't know what this area is called. I don't, it's not moderation, right? It's no longer self-care. It's something else. I don't have a word
Yeah, I
for it.
mean, something in there is probably something to do with the intention. You know, when I, you know, decided to masturbate yesterday, I actually wasn't thinking about self-care at all. That wasn't in my head. And I must say, the idea of sort of like doing it, you know, I do clearing every day, you know, a little exercise, a little journaling exercise every day. And I'm committed to doing that every day because I believe if I do that every day, I've committed to doing every day in my 60th year. If I do that every day, I will probably feel better. So there's something about the consistency there, which I believe is going to reap re rewards and bear fruit, and it will be beneficial. The idea of masturbating every day actually feels more like a chore. That doesn't feel, I don't know, I don't really know where I'm going with this, but
Well, the intention you were starting with, like, how do we know when we've gone too far? And you were leading us into something around intention. If the intention is, like, if masturbation is to release something, like, tension or pressure or whatever, then that's one intention versus like, oh, it's Wednesday, it's 8 o'clock, I guess I have to go masturbate now. Like, that's a different intention. Kind of like clearing becomes.
Like, yes.
Every morning I was like, I gotta sit down and do this clearing.
Yeah.
I gotta do my push-ups. I gotta make my bed. I gotta brush my teeth. It no longer has the intention of being something that feels very much like a self-care act.
Well, I mean, I don't know, actually, Ali. I think it does have something of being the self-care act. If we consistently commit to doing something, I have committed for my 60th year to clear every day.
Okay.
I have also committed to move my body every day, and that is not the stretching. So I've committed to stretching for whatever, 10 minutes a day, maybe 15 minutes a day. I've also committed and the reason I believe it will be beneficial and good for me is if I stretch every day for 10 minutes for a year, I will feel super bendy and fabulous in my body.
Okay, I think I'm getting something. Keep going.
Go. No, go. Share what you're getting.
I believe that there's self-care. The way that I think about it is, what can I do to take care of myself in the immediate situation that I might be in? So let's say this just happened Sunday. I flew in. My flight was late. So I was driving home late. I got home late. I got to bed late. I still got up in the morning and went to the gym. Was that self-care? Or was that, like, would self-care have been actually on Monday, I'm going to sleep in? It's not, I'm trying to like decouple the short-term need to be present to what I need in this moment versus the long-term desire and goal of being able to be, you know, feel better in my body, feel stronger for have gone to the gym for whatever if I do a daily clearing, that I will have more self-awareness and can be a choice for more things in my life. I think of self-care as like, what do I need right now? I'm tired, I'm hungry, I'm thirsty. Like, I think we talked about this before, but in Al-Anon, they teach us HALT, which is an acronym for am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? And those are the things that I need to address right now. That's self-care.
I think it's both, Ali. I think self-care is in the moment. What do I need right now? Am I hungry, tired, whatever you just said, hangry, angry, thirsty? So yes, in the moment, what do I need right now? But I think that stands next to my longer term self-care commitments. So for me, self-care is not just what I need in the moment, it's what I'm committed to long term.
Yes.
I believe clearing every morning is a beneficial self-care act. Yes. I think it's good for me and I want to care for myself.
You were taking droppers of things. That's another self-care routine.
Yes. And that was an in the moment thing because I've been feeling anxious today. So I took some rescue remedy.
It's because you wanted to talk about masturbation.
Well, there was that.
And there was on recording.
There was that. Yeah, there was that enormous pressure. But yeah, so there was kind of, I'm aware of this low level anxiety. So I'm like, oh, I'll take this. I've had lots of water. I went for a walk. I'm going for the walk anyway because I'm committed to moving every day for half an hour. So I was going for the walk anyway, but I didn't feel like going because I felt kind of flat and also a little bit anxious. But I went anyway because of the long-term commitment. Now, I'm allowed to skip a day. I mean, you know, no one's going to go nuts if I skip a day. It's no problem. But I'm committed to doing it. And also I thought, well, it's not going to hurt and it might help me to feel better. I also am committed to using my Shakti mat, which is like a modern bed of nails with little plastic spikes on it. And I did that, and I did a guided meditation while I was on it to help release some of the anxiety and tension in my body. So for me, there's the long-term commitment I'm repeating, but the long-term commitment, and then what do I need right
Right
now
now.
in the moment?
So there's immediate self-care, which is like, I'm trying to think of a clever term, like self-care 911. Like what's my acute need in this moment? Am I tired? Am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? And then there's like the long-term commitment to the experience I want to create for myself. I want to feel strong in my body. I want to feel flexible, be able to bend and move my body in the way that I want it to go. If you want to have beautiful hair, you'll do hair masks and get it cut on a regular basis and all the right. So I think the long-term self-care has a different word, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, for
I don't think it
me,
matters.
yeah, for me, I'm kind of like, I'm good with long-term self-care, commitment to self-care over a prolonged period of time, and also checking in with myself and like, what do I need right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to take a break. Oh, I need to stand up and move. Oh, I need to go and stand outside and put my feet on the earth and just, you know, shake it out
Well,
for a minute.
what if it's this? Ooh, I just got excited. I'm sitting up. What
Oh.
if the long-term commitment gives us the motivation, the inspiration to practice every day, such that when I need it in the moment, I can access it?
That's nice. Yeah.
Because breath work for me has become that I've done so much breath work on my own practice day after day after day after day, and meditation day after day after day, that now when I need it, like when I'm having a tense moment or I'm in a really, high intensity conversation, I can breathe in and let out my breath and my whole nervous system just calms. Used to be I could breathe in and out and nothing would happen because I hadn't really trained my body. Just like if I had to write with my left hand, if I've never practiced it, it doesn't work. Like I can't make it make sense. But give me a year and I'll have it.
Yeah, it becomes more readily available. And also, it's almost like a preventative piece as well. The more that I am practicing self-care on a regular, if not daily basis, I'm committed to doing it on a daily basis, then the less I am going to potentially find that I get
Good
into
point.
those acute situations where I'm like, oh, I
Yeah,
can't cope
I like
right
that.
now in this moment. So it's a preventative piece, doing having the long-term commitment. And it also gives you some places to look when you do find yourself in that kind of like, oh. And I think I may already have said this, but it raises my awareness of what's, I feel so much more connected to my body. And I'm not, I'm, because one of the things I've done as part of self-care is a spring clean and a clearing of the decks. So, you know, I've cleared out my emails where, you know, you just have, you sign, you looked at something at one point and then they just fling you emails. I've unsubscribed from lots
Oh,
of
yes,
things.
so satisfying.
Yeah, I've unsubscribed from things. I have gone through, I don't know if Tracy can see, but the floor was a filing cabinet, no more. That the floor is completely clear in this study.
Nice.
Everything is in files. So what that has done is that has cleared my mind, and I am committed to doing that once a year. I might even do it, you know, twice a year, but just have a clearing process. So lots of pieces. These feel like self-care, making a list. I've got a list here of key things that need to get done, like life admin things. And I'm doing them in a timely manner and then crossing them off. So they're like, right, they're done. I'm tying things together. So I'm not doing lots of little trips.
Yes.
I'm doing, I'm going past this place to get to that place. I can knock these two things off at the same time. It's
How are
saving time.
those, and how is what you've just described, how is that self-care?
It's self-care because it's cleared my mind. So there's less stuff. It is having, there is an uncomfortable effect or side effect or aspect to it, which I sort of knew would happen, which is by clearing the decks,
Yeah.
I'm more aware of, how do I say this, like the reality of my life. Yeah, because I've moved lots of
Yes.
busyness and you said earlier, like the drink of distraction. I've
Yeah.
moved a lot of distractions out of the way. And that is uncomfortable because when I'm distracted and I've got emails coming in and things are happening and I've got to do this and I said I would do that, I'm kept busy and I don't really have to feel.
Yep. It's so interesting. A couple of things that came up as you were talking is, I absolutely love working with horses. And one of the things that horses really help us do is the horse is picking up on whatever they pick up on. I don't know horses well enough, but it feels like they can tell what's going on inside of me, even if the outside of me looks a certain way. So I might look calm, confident. My shoulders might be, I might have all the body language that a human would be like, she seems calm and confident. But the horse is like, no, she's not. So for some reason, horses can pick up on like the duck above water looks calm, but the feet are going like mad underneath. Horses can pick up on that. And what it forces me to do when I work with horses is I got to check my internal physics inside my body. And I think I, as somebody who grew up in the culture and society that I grew up in, I'm completely removed from my body. Like I'm not actually really in tune. And what's happened as a result of that is that I now can recognize these subtle red flags. Ooh, my shoulders just tightened. Ooh, I just got a little chest restriction. Ooh, my tummy hurts just a little bit. And I now pick up on it and I can see things. So I think, well, why did I say all that? Because you were talking about being in your body and that being about self-care. And then what it does is it helps me to catch things quicker. Yes, say
I
something.
feel I well, I feel that I'm becoming the horse in the paddock that is able to sense whether the human in the paddock is stressed or not. I'm becoming my own, the canary in the gold mine, whatever.
Okay, yes.
I'm becoming that for myself because I'm getting much more connected. I'm slowing down and I'm connected to my body and I'm going, oh, hang on, there's some tension here, there's some stress. It feels like anxiety. So, and I had both today. I had a feeling of being a bit flat. So I'm thinking of Lao Tzu, who says, when you, I hope I'm pronouncing the name properly, but when you are depressed, you're living in the past. When you are anxious, you're living in the future. When you are at peace, you're in the present moment. And that flatness had, I would put that in the depressed pile. If I was sorting, it would go in the down depressed pile. So there was a sense of flatness today. And there was also, which I've already said it, and then there was a sense of anxiety which felt future orientated. So I've now got, I've given myself some language. I've picked up some language that I can use to talk to myself about what's happening. And I've got some tools that I can use to support myself, which feels very self-carey and very self-compassionate, and they are different. And I am training myself to notice my body. What have you got? You've got something.
So let's pretend like one of my clients who says he can't understand your accent. Let's pretend like he's listening for a second and he's like, all the self-care, what for? Leadership, parenting, relationship, whatever. What is all this for? So what? This is like namby-pamby, new age, gobbledygook. What does it do for you?
It improves the quality of my life. It improves the experience of life that I am having.
And what does that do for the people in your life?
Well, I guess it might have a positive impact on them
How come?
because I'm going to be more connected to how I'm feeling. So if I'm feeling stressed, anxious, flat, I'm going to be, and I'm aware of it, and I'm able to take care of myself when I'm having those feelings, I am less likely to spray
Yes.
it, splash it all over you, make it about you, make it your fault. I'm going to be able to identify it, possibly own where it's coming from or see where it's coming from and look after myself.
So when you have a parent or leader that is able to manage themselves, right? This is one of the four quadrants of EQ. When they're able to manage themselves, the way I look at it is like when I'm able to fully manage my energy, which is both physical and non-physical energy, right? When I'm able to manage that, I can influence a 2,000-pound animal without talking, without touching, without having a leash. I know it's not a leash, it's reins, but there's like I can literally influence a 2,000-pound animal to follow me. And you're like, if I can do that, right? It just being in connection with not just my physical self, but my energetics of all of that is me,
Your nervous system.
I can influence others, and you said it, in a positive way. So whether it's my team, my children, my husband, my neighbor,
Yeah,
my
because recently, when you were in a paddock with a horse, that horse didn't want to come anywhere near you. And you were like, but I'm good. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Like,
She goes, "Where's your breath?" And I was like, "It's about right here." Right? It's fine. Have fine. She's like, "Stop saying that word. Don't use the F word. Like, just get it out of your vocabulary, because you might be fine. That's interesting, but you're not settled. You're not grounded. You're not sorted." And the horse picks up on that.
Yes, and your family pick up on that if you're leading a family,
100%.
your team lead, if you're leading a team, which, the person who's sitting next to you on the train, you can sense these things. And it's
We
this.
go ahead.
No, you go
No,
first.
I was going to say, I am floored by the number of people who think and believe that they're fooling anybody. We just aren't.
No, and that sort of ties to what I was going to say is that this is not, I'm not saying, okay, so I'm constantly grounded. I'm not. I've just told you today the experience I'm having is feeling a bit flat, a bit low, but I would say flat and a bit anxious. They're not fun things particularly for me to feel. So I'm not saying, I don't think either of us are saying self-care is about, get yourself sorted out so that your energy is, and all the big, huge horses, all the stallions, all the mares, everybody and everyone and every animal will follow you. No, that's not
That's
what
going to
we're
be my
saying.
website picture, by the way. Like, I'll be like the Caesar Milan, but it'll just be all horses following me.
But that film, was it Evan Almighty? where he kept moving and the fish in the tank were following him.
So good.
That'll be,
Yes.
he'll be like, you know, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, so it's not about saying one must always be sorted, grounded, having a positive impact,
No.
but you're in a far better position. I am in a far better position if I'm able to be with somebody and own how I'm feeling, even if it hasn't shifted out of the way, even with the Shakti mat and the walk in the early morning light and the water and the rescue remedy and all the things. I can own it. So I can be on this call, actually. I can be on this call with you and say, yeah, I can feel this uncomfortable feeling in my body, and I can be with it. It's not comfortable, but I can be with it, and I can still engage in a conversation with you. I can still enjoy myself, actually.
What a
Yeah.
gift
Yeah.
to just be in it and not make it. There just seems to be a lot of significance in the people I'm working with, as well as my own experiences. Like, we put an awful lot of significance on things that just we get to choose the level. And if we're always choosing that everything is significant, then it's just like you're trying to roll a boulder up a hill. When you're like, ah, I'm a little flat, I'm a little anxious, I have to do this podcast. How am I going to generate? How am I going to perform? How are people going to think of me? Instead, just be like, it's just not that significant.
No, and I think the habit of self caring, of caring for oneself continuously over consistently over a prolonged period of time, actually helps to reduce the significance because I can notice, oh, I feel a bit flat. I feel a bit anxious. Oh yeah, I've been feeling like that for a little while, but I've still done things. I've still been able to do things. It doesn't feel quite so significant because I had that feeling last Wednesday. It's fine. We're still able to be in the world with that feeling.
And you know the term name it to tame it?
I don't know if I've heard that, but
Could you just pretend once in a while that you
oh
hear
yeah,
these things?
that
You've
term.
heard
Got it.
this.
Yes,
Yep.
yeah, I have.
Okay,
Yeah.
great. So the idea is that these things tend to have a lot of power over us. And as soon as we name it, we tame it. I mean, a lot of therapy or therapeutic that I've been through is like, can you name the thing that you're sitting in? You know, if it's anxiety, is it really anxiety or is it excitement? Is it concern? Is it curiosity? Is it surprise? Like, what parts do you know, the emotions wheel? Can we get really clear on articulating what it is we're sitting in? Because for some reason, just speaking it out, when I was in that arena and she was like, "Where's your breath?" And I was like, "Oh, it's pretty shallow, actually." And she goes, "Great. Is there something going on? Like, what are you thinking about?" And I was like, "Well, I want everybody to like me." It's like always the answer. What do you think about Allison? I just want people to like me. Okay, great. So she's like, and what will happen is I'm going to be out here and I won't be able to hold a boundary with the horse and everyone will think that I'm a fool and then they won't like me. And she's like, okay. And once I spoke all that out to the room, well, not to this arena, she's like, okay, anything else? Like there wasn't anything to be done. And there's nothing wrong with what I've said. That's what's going on in my head. She asked me a question, I answered. She goes, great. Anything else? Okay, take a breath now. And suddenly I was able to really breathe. So there was something about even saying it out loud that let it just,
Become
okay.
less significant.
Physically, I could then take a deeper breath. So it was like energetically, I was holding on to this thought and I didn't want anybody to see. And then finally, I was like, I just want everybody in this place to like me. Wow, what a gift that was. There's something about you said the practice, and then also when you know what it is and you can name it, then that significance. There's like all these ways that we just take the significance and knock it down.
Yeah, it becomes known as opposed to the unknown, like, oh, what am I feeling? Something else, sort of going back to that thing you said earlier about, oh, there's self-care in the moment, and then there's this other thing, which is what we commit to longer term. When I looked up the meaning of self-care, it said establishing behaviors. So that sounds, that's got a long-term
It
consistency kind
does.
of feel about
Yeah.
it, hasn't it?
Yep.
It's establishing behaviors. And then we've got shorter term things because I recently contacted a counselor for some support around a specific thing.
Yep.
And I see that as being situational, it's situation specific, and it is temporary. So that's a piece of work around a thing,
Yes.
as opposed to a habit. Whereas the self, I mean, I've said I'm going to be doing these things like stretching, for example, in my 60th year, but my intention, you know, is okay, that's a landmark. I will get to that point and then I will kind of go, yay, I did it. And then I'll
You'll
reassess,
just
do I
be a
keep want
part
to
of,
do, yeah,
yeah.
do I want to do that program or do I want to change to a different set of stretching? But it's something I want to do forever so that I have that lovely connection to my body,
Yeah.
which is allowing me and actually bringing back masturbation, which I can now say without laughing like a
Well, I
hyena.
didn't laugh either. We're doing so good.
No, my God, we're so grown
Grown-ups.
up, Ali. But that is a very pleasurable experience. And so I suppose in a way it's kind of like extending the range of what I'm able to notice. I don't have anything more at the end of that
I was like, and
sentence.
expanding the range of what you can notice. So you're just expanding all of the things so you become aware of them so you can.
Well, it just feels more nuanced.
Yeah.
Like I hadn't, it hadn't occurred to me before, like, oh my God, is this self-care? Because I haven't thought about self-care in the way that I have over the
Yeah.
last, I don't know, 6 weeks, 2 months. I've really been focusing on clearing away things that are pulling at me
Yeah.
and you know, taking my energy as
Right.
opposed to bringing and giving me energy. And that process has involved pretty much removing everything off the table to then work out which pieces do I want to put back.
Yep.
And it's been emotional, it has been literal, you know, like clearing out the sock drawer,
Yes.
wiping things off the desk, but it's also been emotional. And it's been this physical experience of what makes me, what serves me physically, what makes me feel good. So I think there's something about extending the range of what I'm able to notice moments of pleasure with more attention and accuracy, and able to notice sort of nuanced feelings of not feeling quite settled in myself. I'm
So
better
then,
able
does
to
it
take care of
become,
myself.
I was wondering then, does it become our intention is like that it gives us energy and it keeps us, I don't know what the right word is, it's not calm and grounded, but it keeps us kind of like able to manage our nervous system.
It supports my health and well-being. Sorry, I thought you'd finish the
Well,
sentence.
so versus when it becomes too much. So, like if you can't
Yeah.
stop masturbating and you're doing it every day
Yes,
and in
so
the
all right,
grocery
yes.
store, right? Then you're like, okay, is this actually giving me energy at this point? Or is this, has it become a way that you are managing your nervous system? It's like it doesn't give you the ability to manage it. It's like it is the way you manage it.
Yeah. Yeah, what I'm getting from what you're saying is it serving me? Is what I'm doing serving me, or am I a slave to it?
Yes.
Because I don't have choice anymore.
Because it's not actually getting you closer. If you do it a lot, anything a lot, eating, drinking, masturbating, shopping, if you're doing it a lot, it's not, it's like it is the coping. When it becomes, instead of being, I'm trying to get my thoughts, so sorry that this is a little wonky.
Oh no, that's okay.
if it improves my abilities to cope versus it is my coping. So if I need a bag of chips today because I'm having a bad damn day and everybody's mad at me and all the things, dogs died, whatever, I'm gonna eat the bag of chips. It will be a way that I can like comfort myself such that I can then manage my nervous system. But if I then eat a bag of chips and then eat all the ice cream and then have, another bag of chips, whatever, I'm now using the eating as the coping. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I've got coping strategy versus supporting my ability to be with what is. I don't know if that's distinguished where you were going.
Increases my ability to be with versus it is my coping.
Yes, something because coping, I heard this recently somewhere. And I do not remember where someone was sort of talking about, I don't know, it was a book or a podcast or something about we don't really want to be coping. We want to be able to be with. So I think that might be the difference.
Even better word for me would be surviving. Am I surviving right now? Versus
Okay.
like kind of managing my nervous system and being with reality, whatever reality is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or am I like just surviving? And they use that in
Yeah.
horse work. They use that
Yeah,
word a lot.
yeah. What, surviving?
Yes. They're like, are
Okay.
you just surviving in this arena with this horse? Or are you being with all of what's going on for you?
Okay, so if I use your word and in brackets put the word coping, I don't feel today that I am coping with the flatness and the anxiety. I feel I am being with the flatness and the anxiety. And there feels to me like there's a difference. I'm not kind of like, stressfully managing my way through it and kind of suppressing it and trying to cope with this unpleasant, uncomfortable sensation in my body. And it literally is a sensation in my body. I can feel it, but I feel I'm able to be with it. I feel comfortable being with this physical discomfort. I'm not enjoying it. This is not how I want to feel every day. But I can be with this, and I don't feel that I'm coping or surviving the experience. It's not like a white knuckle ride.
Right. Or we're going to ignore
Yeah.
it, tamp it down, push it to the
Yeah,
side.
pretend it's not there.
Except
Yeah.
it's always.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I think we landed that plane.
OMG. Nice.
I think we can put this on the air.
I think we can because we got over the hysterical giggling to the, yeah, and it suddenly didn't seem so silly,
Oh, it's
saucy.
silly.
Rude. Yeah. Yeah. Rude.
Rude.
Oh, that was nice. That was a really nice chat. I enjoyed that.
I did too. What is your
Yeah.
let's do some takeaways, shall we?
I think actually it's really presence to me, which feels very doesn't feel like a very English way of speaking, but it's really presence to me to the benefit of committing to following through on creating, establishing self-care habits and routines. Yeah, I'm really aware of that right now as we're talking. Yeah, that's my takeaway. Yeah,
Nice.
yours?
Mine is this, the very last part was this is when I know I've gone from self-care into something that's no longer self-care. Is like if I'm using it to survive my experience versus to be with my experience. That to me was like I put big square around these words because it was that was a big
Can you say it
epiphany.
again? Can you say your takeaway again?
Yep, that self-care is it will increase my ability to be with and experience any and all experiences. versus it's no longer self-care when I'm using it to survive, when I'm using it to cope, when I'm, you know, when I'm eating my way through it, I'm ignoring my way through it, I'm distracting my way through it, I'm masturbating my way through it, whatever it is,
Yeah,
it's
I'm stretching
taking
my
me,
way through it.
working out for me. Like sometimes I get really energized and I'm almost hyper and I literally go to the gym to bleed off that energy. How do I know that that's not self-care? Well, am I avoiding something? Am I using it as a crutch to not to do something else? Is there a conversation I need to have that I'm not like, am I just in survival mode right now? So that was a big
Can I
one
add
for me.
one? Yeah, can
You
I add
bet.
one more thing? That sort of, is it serving me or am I a slave to it?
Yes.
For me, that's a really important piece that I can miss a day
Yeah.
of whatever,
Yes.
stretching, without kind of getting twitchy about the fact that I didn't do the stretching. It's like, it's okay. I
Yes.
didn't fit it in today. It did it there wasn't time. It didn't work.
And when we do that, we usually get right back to it. And our fear is that we'll never do it again. It's so funny how that happens, but as soon as we take off that pressure, then it's like the pressure's released. Now I can get back to it. It's like this another counterintuitive.
Yeah, and I know we're wrapping up, but I'm tracking when I'm doing the stretching, for example. So I can actually see evidence of when I haven't done it because my mind will trick me and kind of go, I don't really
Yes.
need to do it today, you know. And then like, oh, I didn't do it for 2 days in a row. So that's a supportive sort of
Yeah, it's a
little mini
structure.
structure. Yeah, a little structure that supports me with the bigger structure of stretching every day for my continued health and well-being. Yeah. Va-va-voom. Ciao,
All right,
ciao.
lady. It's been
See you
great.
later. Love
Later,
ya.
Tater.